Blackstone Audio presents Don't Ever Get Old by Daniel Friedman. This book is read by Nick Sullivan. For my father, Robert M. Friedman. Chapter 1. In retrospect, it would have been better if my wife had let me stay home to see Meet the Press instead of making me schlep across town to watch Jim Wallace die. I'd known Jim since back when I was in the service, but I didn't consider him a friend. So when Rose interrupted my programs to tell me she'd just got a call from the hospital and that Wallace was in intensive care and asking for me, I said I'd have plenty of time to see him at his funeral.
You have to go visit him, Buck. You can't ignore a dying man's last request.
You'd be surprised, darling, by what I can't ignore. I got a long history of being ignorant. I capitulated, though, after I lodged my token objection. I saw no point in fighting with Rose. After 64 years of marriage, she knew all my weak points. Jim was downtown at the Med, too far away for me to drive. It was getting hard to remember where things were and how they fit together, so my world had become a gradually shrinking circle, with the house in the middle of it. But that excuse wouldn't save me. Wallace's daughter, Emily, offered to come and pick me up, even though I'd never met her before.
"Thank you for doing this, Mr. Schatz," she said as she backed her car out of my driveway. "I know it must seem weird that Daddy is asking for you, but he's nearing the end, and they've got him on a lot of stuff, for the infection and for the pain and for his heart. He's sort of drifting back into the past."
She was a couple of years past her 50th, I guessed.